Rubber Duckies. I'm not sure why, but I'm still in love with rubber duckies. In fact, truth be known, I have a collection of rubber duckies, some 48 of them. What does my collection say about me? I'm sure that a therapist would have a field day exploring with me what stimulates this fascination with rubber duckies. My own self-analysis is pretty simple. Namely, that I still can remember the joy of having a yellow rubber ducky in my bathtub when I was a toddler. So my own self-analysis is that the rubber duckies allow me to remember those days and to sink into a comfort, protected zone that's almost unmatched. Collecting rubber duckies, like any form of collecting, reveals something about the collector. For me, it represents a love of nostalgia, whimsy, and small joys in life. It's a reminder not to take things too seriously and to always leave room for playfulness. Collecting also connects me with a larger community of enthusiasts who appreciate the humor and charm of these little ducks. Few objects in the world inspire as much universal delight as the rubber ducky. Whether floating in a child's bath, sitting on a collector's shelf, or making an unprecedented appearance in pop culture, these cheerful little ducks evoke a sense of nostalgia and joy. My natural curiosity led me to do some research. Where did they come from? Why do so many people, including myself, feel compelled to collect them? And what do rubber duckies symbolize across different cultures? The origins of the rubber duck trace back to late 19th century when rubber manufacturing was in its early stages. The first rubber ducks were not the lightweight floating versions we know today, but solid rubber toys. By the 1940s, thanks to advancement in plastic and rubber molding, the hollow floating duck we recognize today became widely popular. The most iconic version is often attributed to Peter Canin, who patented a floating duck toy in 1949. Over time, rubber duckies evolved from simple bath toys into collectible items and even cultural icons. For children, rubber duckies represent comfort, playfulness, and security. They're often a first bath time companion, making water play less intimidating and more fun. The famous song, Rubber Ducky, sung by Ernie on Sesame Street in 1970, cemented the rubber duck's place in American pop culture, linking it forever with childhood innocence. January 13th is National Rubber Duck Day in the United States every year. Beyond childhood, rubber duckies hold a variety of symbolic meanings. In some cultures, ducks are seen as symbols of good fortune and protection. The rubber duck has also taken on a humorous role in internet culture, with duck debugging, where programmers talk through problems with a rubber duck, becoming a recognized troubleshooting technique. Additionally, rubber duck races, where thousands of rubber ducks are set afloat in rivers for charity events, have become a popular fundraising activity worldwide. Rubber duck collecting is a surprisingly vast and varied hobby. Some collectors focus on traditional yellow ducks, while others seek out themed or novelty ducks dressed as historical figures, superheroes, or even mythical creatures. One of the most famous collections belongs to Charlotte Lee, who holds the Guinness Book of Records for the largest collection of rubber ducks, numbering in the thousands. For collectors like me, each duck tells a story. Some come from trips abroad, serving as small, whimsical souvenirs. Others are gifts from friends who know about my collection and contribute unique finds. The variety in my collection, from pirate ducks to holiday-themed ducks, reflects different aspects of my personality and interests. My latest addition, I got on a recent trip to Florida to visit my sister and brother-in-law. For some reason, we ended up in a store that sold Trump paraphernalia. I could not resist. I now own a MAGA rubber duck. Whether I bought it for the novelty, irony, or sheer absurdity, it adds another dimension to my collection. What stimulated this podcast at this time was a recent story in the Seattle Times newspaper that highlighted a yellow rubber ducky that they claim is the largest one in the world, some six stories tall. The desire to collect rubber duckies, or any object, often stems from deeper psychological factors. Nostalgia, comfort, and a sense of belonging play a huge role in why people collect. Some collectors find joy in the hunt for rare or unique items, while others appreciate the emotional connections tied to their collections. Rubber duckies, in particular, offer a perfect blend of whimsy and sentimentality. Bottom line, ultimately, rubber duckies are more than just bath toys. They are symbols of fun, innocence, and even resilience. Whether you're a child delighting in a floating friend, an adult reminiscing about childhood, or a collector enjoying the endless variety, there's something about a rubber ducky that just makes people smile. And in today's world, that's a pretty wonderful thing to collect.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.